time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Good morning. This is Todd Griffin. Congratulations to the Lady Tigers softball team for winning the 7th District Championship last night out at Lady Tiger Field. Caldwell's girls defeating Madisonville North Hopkins 6-2 in the championship game. Also, the Caldwell County track teams both brought home trophies last night from the Class A Region 1 meet down at Murray High School. Region runners-up for both teams, the Tigers and Lady Tigers, both getting second-place trophies, and we hope that Lady Tiger and Tiger track coach Steve Shaw can join us a little bit later on this morning here on the Sideline Report, and we'll hear all about the track team's success last night down in, actually yesterday afternoon, at Murray High School in the regional track meet. The Caldwell County Tiger baseball team played in the 7th District Championship game over in Madisonville last night, but suffered a tight 2-1 setback to the Maroons. The good thing, though, the Tigers still advance to regional play next week, so we'll have both baseball and softball in regional action. Softball at Webster County starting on Monday, and baseball will be at Lyon County starting on Monday. As always, this time of year, though, we have to say weather permitting, because right now it looks a little rainy the first of next week, but we'll hopefully that forecast will change, and we'll have baseball and softball action here on WPKY Monday. We'll have to wait until we see the region draws before we can make a broadcast plan, but we will have Caldwell County sports on the air on Monday for you right here on WPKY. Again, Lady Tigers winning the 7th District Championship, and the Tigers finishing runner-up in the 7th District, and both track teams finishing second place in the regional track meet. As I said, coming up a little bit later on this morning, we hope to talk to Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. Also, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley will join us here on the Sideline Report this morning. And first of all, though, we're going to talk with Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paws, and we'll do that when we come back. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drug's drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPower. A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like a Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right, Z-Series mowers that delivers a quality cut, and a Sidekick utility vehicle where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Come see us at H&R AgriPower on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, for all your Kubota needs.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKY. WBKYonline.com. WBKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. And joining us now on the phone, we've got Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paws. Daryl, good morning, and welcome back to the Sideline Report.
Thank you, sir. I was just thinking, it's almost 2 years to the day I made my first trip to Edinburgh to meet with Travis Perry, and it's coming full circle. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you were here in the studio a couple of years ago, and you guys have a big event coming up Friday night, so tell us about that.
Yeah, finally, the 2024 season for Lyon County, as everyone knows, was probably one of the greatest in the history of Kentucky high school basketball for a school that small to go win the state championship, and ended up writing a book about it. First time I've ever tried to do anything like that, and had a blast doing it. A lot harder than I thought it would be, even after writing for 40 years. That's a challenge, but it was well worth it. And the book came out late November, and finally, given the hectic schedules for the three top seniors on that team, Travis Perry, Brady Shoulders, Jack Reddick, we finally have got everybody together in one spot. It's been like herding cats, and we're going to do a book signing finally, 3:30 to 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, in fact, at the joint there in Eddyville.
Yeah, that'll be big. And can fans bring their own copies of the book? Can they pick up one while there?
Yeah, I wanted to make that point really clear that, you know, most book signings, you go and you buy the book and somebody signs it. And yes, we'll have some available for sale, but I suspect a lot of people have already purchased a copy since it's been out since late November. Absolutely, bring your copy, and we'll be happy. There'll be four of us signing. We'll be happy to take care of it. I suspect there's probably a lot of books floating around that may have Brady's autograph, but they missed the other two or something like that. And this is how you can complete your series, I guess you would say. Please bring your own copy, or we will have, I think we've got about 70 available that can also be purchased.
Okay. Now, at what point did Lyon County get on your radar? And at what point did you decide, hey, this would be a good book?
Actually, you were part of it. It was that 2 years, July. In July, it will be 2 years since I was putting together our annual basketball yearbook, which is a huge project. And I was looking around. I'm always looking around for a nice story to go with it. And I thought, you know, Travis just broke King Kelly's record. That would be a really cool story to lead off the entire high school section of the yearbook. So I did some calling and made it down there that day. And we met for breakfast. They had a 6 a.m. workout, went to breakfast, and went straight to your radio station. Travis already had something scheduled. And that was just part of my whole early morning of, like, being around Eddyville and talking to everybody at all the stops with me. I'm like, this is so much bigger than Travis Perry breaking King Kelly's record. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but the entire community, that entire county and surrounding counties to some degree, just obsessed with his team. And, you know, they've been following him. Travis has been playing since seventh grade. And they just fallen in love with these guys. And when you're around them long enough, you realize, okay, I understand why. It's such a great group of kids on that team. You know, it's easy to root for them and fall in love with them. And I think maybe my third visit back down there, we were walking through the empty gym. I'd done a couple of interviews, and I was walking with Ryan Perry, the coach. And I'll never forget this because I thought it was so hilarious. The gym's empty. This is nobody's around. But Ryan leans in real quiet, like he's got a secret. He said, "You think there's a book in this?" And I said, "Well, no pressure, but yeah, if you win state." He said, "I think we got a shot." And I kind of looked at him. He said, "I'm serious. I think we got a real shot." And of course, that's not something you go brag about publicly before the season. But he felt really good about that team and how determined they were after two near misses, two previous state tournaments, that as seniors, they just were not going to let it pass without winning it.
Now, once you decided to write the book, how much time did you spend following the guys around, and how much time did you spend with Travis and Brady and Jack to get the information to put the book together?
I think I have been down there 6 or 7 times, and once I latched on to this might be worthy of a book, and then In September, Travis actually committed to Kentucky, which, for the Catspaw's perspective, just made it a natural. So I started falling. I went to the mountains in Wayland when they played that game at King Kelly's Gym, which is will go down as one of the coolest things I've ever done, just to be in that building and write all about that and what they're doing down there. And I made the trip to Corbin for the All-A, which didn't turn out the way they wanted, but it turned out to be a really pivotal point in the season because that's when Jackie was hurt. And it was became really clear if Jackie can't recover, they're not winning, and how critical he was to that team and just following that whole storyline. And once, of course, they did win it, it's funny how you think you know what you're doing. When they won it in March, I thought, I'm going to write this book in April, maybe into early May, and I'll be out in no time. We're going to catch this right on fire. Well, look at from my perspective at the Catspaws, what happened? John Calipari left. Mark Pope was hired, and suddenly my entire April and May were just blown out of the water. So it became, I'd work on it for a while, come back and reopen the document. I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't opened this in 2 weeks. And just kind of had to find the time and to peck away at it. And I came back, I know, in May, sometime mid-May, late May. And I just told Ryan, I said, I need to come down and spend the day, and I need several hours of your time. And I talked to all the players individually, talked to all three of them as a group, and then talked to Ryan for a long time. And we just kind of walked through. We hit on some of the stuff I knew about their childhood, and then we walked through the season. And some really funny and amazing stories came out of that season and how they actually made it to the title. And I went back for the banquet. I was at the as it turned out, Kentucky lost to Oakland, I think it was. And because they lost, I made it back from Pittsburgh in time to cover the semifinals and finals. And I went down to Eddyville the next day for the celebration when the team bus came back. And then I went back for the banquet, and I went back again for the ring ceremony. I guess that was probably the last official act. And that's, yeah, I've been down a lot.
Now, the book's been out for a while. What has been the reaction, and what kind of comments have you heard about it?
A lot of the people associated with Lyon County really appreciate it, and I guess probably the best compliment I got was Aaron Clayton, who does the play-by-play and has since Travis was starting in the seventh grade and was a tremendous help throughout this whole project. He read the book. He said, there was stuff in there I didn't know. I'm like, you're kidding. You're around these guys all the time. And so I thought that was a very nice compliment. The people in Eddyville and their area liked it a lot, very appreciative of the fact that I think someone has captured this, you know, for all time, that it was worth writing about, and now that book is here forever. And when you bring these guys back for their 20th reunion, you know, they can still lean on that book to chronicle what happened back in the good old days. And outside the immediate area, some of the compliments were about how amazing the story was. And then you get to learn, spend a big chunk of the book on the personal side of, especially with Travis and Brady and Jack, their personal stories and what all they've been through on this journey. And they kind of appreciated that. And I've had a few people said, this is Hoosiers all over again. It really is, and it's a pretty accurate way to describe it.
Now, all three of those guys got to play D1 college basketball this past season. Mm-hmm. Were you able to keep up with their seasons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I stayed on top of it. Jack wasn't getting a lot of playing time as a freshman, not to be surprised, but there was an injury above him, which happens. So late in the year, he got to showcase what he could do. No surprise at all that Brady made a very strong impression on the coach. The coach who recruited him loved him. He was at UT Martin. When he offered, he got the Mercer job and said, Brady, come with me. And there were many times where he just, you know, unsolicited would talk about how Brady's probably the toughest kid he's ever coached. And if you've been around Brady long enough, you know that that's a very accurate statement. And of course, we all know about Travis's journey, and a lot of people were, I think, disappointed maybe that it didn't work out the way they wanted, but very happy for him that the journey is going to continue at Ole Miss. And I wrote about in our last issue, you cannot blame. He says he made the right call. This kid is a really good basketball player. He needs to be on the floor. He's not a glorified walk-on. He needs the opportunity to show what he can do and grow into the role. And it just, in this stupid NIL day, it's not going to happen. Not just for Travis. I think Travis, he's kind of the poster child of it because we're new to this. But you know, 20, 30 years ago, what would Travis have been looking at? I got to beat out the freshman coming in. Well, now you got to look that way to the freshman. You got to look the other way to okay, who's coach bringing in on top of me. And look at that roster they've got. 14 really good players, and where's playing time coming? You know, where's most of the NIL money going? You know, the higher the dollar amount, those guys are probably going to get the first looks as far as playing time. But if you want to play, I think we're at a point, especially for in-state kids, go somewhere, prove you can play, and then maybe come to UK and you'll get your playing time. Until they fix this insanity of unlimited NIL and unlimited transfers, it's going to be a mess for a while, and it's very messy. But Ole Miss loved Travis all during the recruiting process, and man, they were licking their chops when he entered the portal.
We are talking this morning with Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paws, and Daryl, I was going to just ask about the NIL, and you mentioned a lot of it there, but I've talked with others on the show about it, and it seems to me like a kid like Travis would typically have come into UK and redshirted a year, maybe not played much as a freshman. They'd have made him bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, all of those things. And maybe as a sophomore, especially as a junior or a senior, he might have come into his own as a contributor on the team. But with the way things are shaped now with the NIL, there's not really a spot anywhere in college basketball for that kid that's going to be a project for 3 or 4 years down the road.
No, you nailed it 100%. It's nowadays you're better off to go, like in Brady's case, you're probably better off to go to Mercer or someplace mid-major, you know, be lights out for 2 years and then transfer. If your dreams play Kentucky, then you transfer into Kentucky after you have proven yourself, because you're just not going to get that opportunity. I wrote a long story after Travis had entered the portal, and a lot of people's reactions were both ways. I said, y'all need to slow down and think about something. That unforgettables that everybody loves from 1992, that doesn't happen in the NIL. You think Pitino wouldn't have recruited over Richie Farmer, Darren Feldhaus, those guys? They would have been bringing in talent right on top of them, and they never would have got that chance. I always thought Travis had a chance to be a better version of Cameron Mills, like you said, later on, big contributor as a junior and senior. That doesn't happen for Cameron if there's a transfer portal where coaches can bring in two or three veteran, experienced, much, much older players on top of you. You'll never get on the floor to develop into that type of player who could be the contributor. I just think in this day, you've got to go somewhere else. Unless you know you're going to walk out and play 40 minutes as a freshman, you have to go prove yourself somewhere else, I think, going forward.
You were around Travis quite a bit. Did it actually surprise you at his signing ceremony when he said Kentucky?
A little. Not a whole lot, because I know it was his dream. He switched from Jordan's 23 to John Wall's 11 when he was like 6 years old. So I know he grew up in the whole family, crazy UK fan. So in that regard, it didn't surprised me. I think he probably had the same vision we did. He was going to give it a try, and he was going to develop into somebody who could contribute big time. And it's just so much change. I mean, John Calipari recruited him. Mark Pope did a good job of keeping him, but then you're not going to blame Mark Pope completely, because the expectation is to win national championships. And so he, at least right now, you go out and you get as many of the best players you can find with lots of experience, and it's just, I keep waiting. I thought the COVID thing was supposed to be over by now. And that Travis was 19. That Auburn team they played last year was the same average age as the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA.
Oh, wow.
And granted, the Thunder's the youngest team in the NBA, but the average age is the same as what Auburn was. That's how old these guys are. And you're 19 going against 23, 24-year-olds in some instances. It's absurd the way it is.
Well, are some of these guys going to keep getting extra years too? Because it seems like every day we read about somebody that wants a fifth year or a sixth year.
Yeah, they're trying.
Yeah, so
yeah, they're going to keep suing because now the NIL money is decent enough, in some cases a lot better than decent, that they better off stay in college and make more that way than to, you know, vanish somewhere in the G League or where, who knows where.
Talking about Travis, though, I remember when he had his signing ceremony, there were a lot of people that thought he was going to say Ole Miss. I know Ole Miss thought they really had a great shot at him that day, and maybe it caught people by surprise just a little bit that he picked Kentucky, although I do know for a Kentucky kid, that would be a difficult opportunity to pass up.
I don't think you can. You know, if he knew, you know, it's one of those, and you know what I know now, but there's plenty of time. And I had it just pure coincidence, I was following UK in the NCAA tournament in Milwaukee, the first stop, and Ole Miss just happened to be there. They weren't in the same bracket, but they just got placed there. And I was in the workroom, and Chris Beard was doing the pregame press conference in the adjoining room. It went on for a while, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go. So I went into the and waited until it was almost over and raised my hand, and I asked him, I said, basically, what made you recruit Travis Perry so hard? And his face lit up, and it was like, the kid is a baller, loves it, and he's in the gym constantly. We just loved him, and that relationship he built, he said he was so happy that things worked out and we'll always root for him. And I didn't think about it at the time, but you have to wonder – I mean, nobody saw the transfer coming, but even without the transfer, you have to wonder if Coach Beard didn't leave the room going, yes, thank you for asking that question. And then I went out and talked to Ryan Perry. I said, yeah, I just talked to Coach Beard about that. And he said, we love Coach Beard. The family had a really good relationship during the whole recruiting process. And I did learn one story that it's one of my favorites, that Travis, this angers me to no end, could walk out right now and shoot 70 on a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
without
trying or without warming up.
Oh, yeah. It drives you crazy. So he, even without practicing, he qualified for the All-A State Golf at Gibson Bay in Richmond, which is 25 miles south of Lexington. And I think he finished top 10, maybe right under. But he comes walking off the 18th green at Gibson Bay, and who's waiting for him there in the under the shelter? It's Chris Beard from Ole Miss. Late, very late in the game, making one last push, and I thought that's pretty cool that you slipped in under into Calipari's backyard for one more personal visit to try to get the kid you want. And yeah, I'd say that's going to work out probably best for everyone the way this is unfolding.
Well, I think a couple of colleges actually kind of dangled that out there, that if Travis would come, he could play basketball and do the golf thing.
Wouldn't surprise me, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, what's kind of your thoughts on Mark Pope so far at UK? And, man, it looks like the Cats are going to be loaded this fall.
Yeah, they are. He did a tremendous job last year. I had to keep – he came in April and basically handed the program back to the fans because it didn't feel like it belonged to the fans anymore late in Calipari's tenure, and made it very clear, this is your team, and we know the expectations, and we're chasing it. And I had so many people say, just get me to the Sweet 16. That's all I ask. Finally get back to the Sweet 16, given he had to put together a roster in no time last year. And, of course, they beat Duke, and then they beat Florida, and now I got people call me saying, Final Four. I'm like, steady, guys. Remember, you know, 6 months ago, you said Sweet 16. Of course, that's where they ended up. They made it that far. But what they did with all the injuries that they endured is really remarkable. And if you look at this roster, it looked to me like they said, okay, last year's team was really good. We need to be just as good but more athletic. Because I think they've taken a step up at every position on the athleticism that brought in. But now, of course, I know fans, so the next question is going to be, you've got 14 scholarship players, most really, really good. You've got one basketball. How are you going to keep everybody happy?
Yeah, that's always going to be an issue.
That'll be coming next.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting because that team, is as much fun as they were to watch last year, was not the same tempo of a classic Mark Pope team. I think he may want to go so fast that they're going to need more minutes to spread those minutes out.
Should be a lot of fun. Fresh. Yeah.
It should be, yeah.
Well, once again, tell us what you've got coming up Friday down in Eddyville.
Yeah, at the Joint Restaurant, 3:30 to 5:30, we are doing a Lion Pride book signing. We'll have Travis Perry, Brady Shoulders, and Jackie Reddick signing copies. Like I said earlier, if you already have purchased the book and you have it and you want it signed, please bring it, and we will have a few available for purchase there that you can also get signed. But this has taken since November to try to get all three of these guys in one spot, tie them down long enough to do something like this. Because, I mean, Jackie got out of school back from Florida in early May. He leaves May 31st to go back. That's how year-round this sport has become. So that the window of catching them all three in one spot is very tight. So if you want your autograph for Lion Pride, be there tomorrow, because there may not be another chance.
All right, good luck to you guys on the book signing, and appreciate you talking UK sports with us here on the Sideline Report this morning.
All right, thanks, Todd.
That's Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paws. Appreciate his time this morning. Stay with us. Kaw-wa County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley is going to be in the studio with us next. That's coming up here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain, you're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Appreciate again Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paw spending some time with us on the show. Stick around. We'll talk Caldwell County sports with Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Trice Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Trice Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Trice Hughes.
Cue the pomp and circumstance and join WPKY for a night to remember as Caldwell County High School presents the 2025 graduation ceremony May 23rd at 7 p.m. Whether you're cheering from the stands or from home, WPKY will be there for it all, live from the cab. Listen free on the WPKY app, worldwide at WPKYonline.com and 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Good morning once again. This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Joining us in the studio now, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. And Jeff, a busy week for you guys hosting the 7th District Softball Tournament out here.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a busy week trying to get everything in, but fortunately the weather made a turn last night and we were able to kind of to cap off a couple pretty good games with a Lady Tiger victory and a ending of a little streak and getting to bring home a little hardware. So kudos to those girls and Coach Butts and all them. So it ended up being pretty good, even though we had to reschedule a couple things.
First championship in 23 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's the first time that they've gotten a 7th district title. So Harper and Briley get to go out on a little bit of a historic note, no matter what happens from here forward. And hopefully they can keep going and make a little more history.
Now, when is the draw for softball, and when is the draw for region baseball?
Softball draw, I think, will probably be Saturday morning, depending on what time they get done with the 5th District Friday night, and the baseball draws in about an hour.
So. Good. So we'll know pretty quickly who the Tigers get.
Yeah, baseball will be pretty quick. You'll probably know by noon for sure. They'll do a good job of getting that out. Matt Wilder does a good job over at Lyon County, so it won't take long once the draw is done. So it's supposed to be scheduled to start at 9:30 this morning.
And both of those tournaments will get underway on Monday.
They're scheduled to start on Monday, but, as all of us, we've checked the weather, and the weather is about 50-50, so hopefully they'll get to stay on schedule and get both those in. It does make for a pretty fun Memorial Day if you like high school sports.
Well, we're going to try to have action here on WPKY Monday. Hopefully the draws work out where we can get to both games, but we'll just have to wait until we see where we play and when to make a broadcast plan.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it is. I hope it works out that one plays early and the other one plays a little later in the afternoon and everybody can get to both and you guys can make it on the air and all that good stuff. But it's luck of the draw, man. Yeah. Where the pill falls is what they say. So,
well, a big day yesterday for Caldwell County sports, not just a softball district championship, but the track teams finished second at the regional meet down at Murray.
Yeah, good for them, man. I know Coach Shaw was proud. He was pumped. He thought they had a good chance, and the kids went down there and competed. They got to go during the school day, which was kind of – that's a little bit exciting for kids, and even, another weather change. And, it was kind of changing on the fly. We were into the afternoon on Tuesday, and we were making the plans to get down there, and we were anticipating a late night, but a last-minute switch. And when, Coach Shaw got the logistics put together and the kids – their kids, they bounce back. They just want to go compete. So they got excited, went down there and competed and, went down and had a good showing. Got to bring home a little runner-up trophy. I know they preferred the champion one, but still going down there and competing well and having a good showing and bringing home runner-up is still something to be proud of.
And Coach Steve Shaw is in the studio with us this morning.
Surprise.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good day. It was a great day for Caldwell County track. It was a great day for Caldwell County sports.
Well, how did you guys perform? Obviously, pretty well.
We had the places where we needed to perform, we did. We had a couple, people didn't quite do as well as they had hoped. Or forget to turn their phone off. Sorry, everybody.
We knew you were coming in hot, so.
Yeah, I was flying in today. Lots going on. But, yeah, you know, the guys' side felt like we really had a solid shot. Second place, you know, Fort Campbell's just, you know, that program and that tradition is just, that's hard to overcome. They're well-coached and disciplined and get after it. And on the girls' side, you know, we graduated a lot of them and numbers were down a little bit. And so a lot of girls had to do a lot of things across the board. You know, you couldn't just show up and be one or two. You had to be three or four events deep on everybody, and they did. And they didn't say anything about it. They didn't complain. They just went out and worked hard. And, you know, we just scored across the board, which is what we had to do. And, you know, pulling a second, you know, beating out, you know, Fort Campbell, who's always really good on the girls' side too. And then Ballard Memorial really has a solid team. They've really got that program going over there. And so, you know, coming in second to Murray, I can live with it. It's the first the guys' trophy we got last year and this year, those are the first we've ever gotten in track at Caldwell. And then the girls' trophy is the first one we've pulled since 96. So it's been 30 years since we've gotten a regional trophy in track and field.
Now, when do you know exactly how many athletes you've qualified for state?
If I'm guessing right, we're going to qualify about 36.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's high. Yeah. I'm going to fill that bus up. Usually you got plenty of room to stretch out, and we're like, we're going to be sitting two to a seat on the trip to Lexington, but I'm all right with that.
Now, I don't know which one of you wants to try to answer this question, but word on the street in Murray yesterday was that next year's regional track meet is at Caldwell County. Can anybody comment on that?
No, that has not been confirmed. That will not be confirmed until later in the year.
Okay.
It's a speculative thing that it's a possibility, but we won't confirm that now.
All right.
We'll let you know when it is.
I vote four.
Yeah. Less driving for you, right? So it's in the works. We were contacted by the state this year. We weren't quite ready this year. So Coach Shaw's done a good job of trying to get things ready. So, but we will have to go through an administrative thing and talk to it and make sure all the things are in a row. And we have a plan for that before we can confirm that we will do that. But there is a possibility we will host.
Jeff, talk a little bit about what goes into hosting an event like that, whether it's a district or a regional or whatever, because, you know, we host our share of events and there are a lot of behind-the-scenes things that kind of have to be taken care of that maybe the average person doesn't think about.
Well, first of all, you have to look and make sure that you can host it and be fair to everybody. I think you need comparable facilities. So when you start with there, I think, you know, Dr. Roach and the Board of Education have made a concerted effort to upgrade our athletic facilities. I think you've seen that across the board with almost all of our sports with the improvements made over the last few years. So once you kind of check those boxes, then you have to kind of look at the – you know, for some sports, it's a rotational thing in the district. For others, and it's a rotational thing at the regional level. I think with regional track, my experience is, and I haven't ever hosted a regional track meet, but they're looking for good facilities to host. You know, there will be a couple events that maybe we would have to adjust, and they would have to be hosted somewhere else, pole vault being one, stuff like that. So, you know, I know Coach Shaw, the kids have done a terrific job of fundraising, so they're getting new hurdles. And so we're getting there. We'll be very close. I think we'll just have to sit down and look and say, hey, these are the things that we can do. These are some adjustments we'll have to make. If the state's okay with that, and then ultimately, are the other schools involved okay with that? And then if everybody's in agreement, then you can go ahead and host things. And that's kind of like, you know, with district, you have to deal with four teams. And then when you get into the regional tournament, but baseball and softball and basketball, you kind of deal with, you know, 16 teams or 8 teams or whichever it is. And then you get into football. Football's pretty much just clear cut from the beginning. So there's not a whole lot of you know, who's going to host and who's going to do that. So each sport's a little bit different, and each sport presents its different challenges. And then it's just hosting the event. With track and field, you're going to need a bunch of help, you know, judging events. You're going to need a bunch of help, you know, organizational-wise. And Coach Shaw and the track family and his extended family have done a great job in doing that. So I don't think that will be an issue. I think it's just a matter of, hey, these are some things that might not quite meet a state regulation. Are we okay with that in, you know, certain events? And then you just have to check the boxes and go. So I think you can anticipate that we could possibly host it next year. We'll need to talk to Coach Kukuhiko and make sure the high school administration is on board. And, you know, then we have to figure out a plan to get everybody here and all those good things and make sure the weather's okay and, you know, all the – check the safety boxes. And there's some logistical things involved. And when you're talking about a meet that size, that creates some other problems. And I think Murray, unfortunately for Miss Greenfield down there, they experienced that this time. And And then when you get into graduation week, trying to find a place to put it that everybody can agree that, you know, we don't want to make a kid choose to go to a track meet or graduating, but sometimes they have to choose between class night and senior trips and all the things that come along with graduation week. And there's just too many schools to find a one day that doesn't affect somebody. So you try to find the best that you can do. And I think they did a good job of that. I think they may have had some timing issues yesterday that they're trying to get some finalized results on. And I'm sure Coach will get those results in the next few days, and he'll know exactly how many kids he'll have going to state. And it'll be good for those kids to get to go do that. So,
but you guys kind of ran into some issues this week in the district because we had to push everything back a day because of the weather. But you couldn't just pick and choose a day to play because one school is going to graduate Thursday and can't play. Right. One school is going to graduate Friday and can't play. So it kind of limits your options when you're looking at makeup dates.
Yeah, it was super important to get the games in Monday night, and we were super fortunate to get that done. I mean, the rain kind of held off just enough for us to get it in. And our softball staff does a terrific job with the field. The field's in excellent condition. They're out there doing their thing all the time. And our baseball staff does too. But this, you know, just happened to be this year was our turn to host softball. So, you know, they got the tarp out and put it on. We kind of did some, you know, last second throwing the tarp on and off and kept the infield dry. So we were able to get the games in Monday. You know, we had a plan if rain come up or whatever. The issue at our park is if you have four softball teams there and a severe storm comes up or something that you can't shelter on a bus, there's not a good place to put people safely, in particular kids, and in particular kids, you know, whose parents aren't around because you're responsible for those kids. So you really have to have a safe place to put kids is the first thing. And then if you get out there and you say, okay, there's a reasonable chance that it's just going to be a little, you know, a little rain, a little thunder and lightning, you'll be safe on a bus, then you can put them on a bus. But then, you know, you always have to consider that. And then once you kind of get into it, then you just kind of – you put in, this is our plan. Our plan was, if we think we can get it in, we're going to stay here until we get it in. So that's what was our plan Monday night. And fortunately, we were able to get both games in without any delay and had a little rain, but not a lot, not enough to stop things. And there was, thank goodness, no lightning. I don't know how we avoided lightning on Monday. Uh-huh. I guess we had we said our prayers just right, and the good Lord protect us a little bit and let us get those games in. And that helped because now you eliminate two graduation dates. Yeah. So when you eliminate those two graduation dates, that presents another day that you could play the championship game. And with the weather that came in Tuesday, it just wasn't safe to get people on the field just because you don't know. I mean, after 5 o'clock, it would have been okay.
Yeah.
But you don't know that at 3 o'clock when you have to make those decisions. So you always err on the side of being safe to kids, and most of the schools in the first region did that, and that prompted everything getting pushed to Wednesday, which makes for a hectic Wednesday. But once you get to the park and get things going, it was a really great night for softball.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold. It was a good fun night to be at the park, and I think most of our fans enjoyed it. And I know Madisonville's fans probably didn't have as much fun, but if you enjoy good high school competition, you enjoy kids playing hard and, you know, hitting the ball and fielding the ball, and that's fun too. And I'm sure Coach Shaw could reiterate that a little bit. Getting a mid-afternoon meet at Murray is not ideal, but, you know, the kids get to get out of class. That's a little bit exciting, and they get to go compete during the day. And the crowd probably wasn't as big as they would like to have had, but they had to schedule it around some graduation stuff. And so you just – sometimes you do this thing, and you're changing on the fly. So,
Steve, you guys have kind of fought the weather thing all season.
I think it probably had us as – mentally prepared for a change or for something odd as we could have hoped for. You know, we had a couple meets where we weren't getting done till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, not rolling in till 3 o'clock. And then, you know, we've had stuff pushed back. We've had stuff moved. And so, yeah, I think, you know, mentally they showed up and they were ready. You know, they were focused. They were on it. You know, they were prepared. And, you know, it showed, you know, that we were there and ready to go. And you could see some of the other schools kind of a little bit thrown off. Some of the schools that don't maybe go to as many meets as we do. And I like to go to meets. I like to go to big meets so that we roll around to regionals and state. They're used to seeing a lot of people and having a lot of competition and being at a big meet and what's involved in finding a spot to, you know, warm up and getting to your event on time and listening for, you know, your event to be called and then competing and having a bunch of people. So you may have time in between, you know, each time you jump, or you may have a delay until you run. And so I think that had us ready to go. And, I mean, they showed up, they were focused, and, you know, it paid off for us.
We've got Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley and Caldwell County Track Coach Steve Shaw with us on the show this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley and Caldwell County Track and Field Coach Steve Shaw in the studio with us this morning. And Steve, again, congratulations to you guys. And who are your top performers kind of down at the regional track meet?
You know, across the board, we had, you know, several people that showed up. You know, Addison Middleton Mobley and A.J. McCoy. And, you know, Banashka Thomas kind of led things on the girls' side. You know, Addison got she pulled first in a pretty competitive 100 meters. You know, then she anchored the 4x1 team to a victory. I mean, really kind of just got after it. You know, the three girls prior, you know, Briley and Banashka and Chevy, you know, set her up and put her in a really good spot, and she just, you know, closed the deal for us on that one. You know, she had a good day jumping. You know, Banashka went out there, won the triple jump, or won shot put, she had a 30-foot triple, got us points there. So, you know, the fact that we got a 30-foot shot putter and triple jumper, you're not going to see another one of those in the state. And, you know, AJ went out, and, you know, she did her thing, you know, got us in a good position in the 800 to get it started, and then went out, won the high jump at 5 foot, sets herself up in a good position for, you know, medal at state. And then, you know, she was part of that 4x4 girls team that should qualify and go as well. You know, and then on the guy's side, I think, you know, Shane had a really good day. He got a couple seconds in the 100, 200, and he was a little upset about that. And then he, you know, had two solid anchor legs. You know, our relay teams are really, really solid. 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. 4x8 guys are going to have to get in on and at large, but I think they're going to go. I'm really excited for those. We got a couple seniors on here that have been working hard. I got two seniors, two freshmen on that team. And I think it might be the first boys 4x8 team to ever go to state, to qualify to go to state. They should get in on that large time. So, I mean, really across the board, you know, my seniors, you know, showed up and did their thing and kept everybody focused. You know, Gus Fox, I can't give that guy enough credit, shows up. He's like, what do you need me to do? I was like, hey, Gus, I need you to lead off this. And, I need you to, you know, kind of hold it together in the middle of the 4x4 for us. And, you know, Daniel Laurent's out there throwing. Cooper's out there, you know, getting his job done. It's, you know, it's just team-wide. You know, we got people that just, you know, it's so team-oriented, which is odd because track is such an individual sport. Right. But, you know, we preach it, you know, team and family. And they buy in, and that's, you know, that's why we do so well, you know, regionally, and then just why our relay teams are so good because, you know, everybody just buys into that team, do your part mentality.
Now, state is next Thursday. What do you guys do between now and then to get ready for that?
Try and get through graduation and then pray for some decent weather. You know, it kind of sounds weird, but now is actually a good time to kind of back off a little bit. You know, form-wise, they are what they are. And so it's just kind of keeping their legs under them, keeping their conditioning up, and just, you know, getting good runs in, getting good work in, but not just going crazy overdoing it right now. It's just, you know, just get some runs, get some jumps, get a few throws in, and just kind of take a breath and let your body recharge and be ready so you're just 100% for state.
Jeff, we're finishing up spring sports, but you'll be talking about fall sports before long.
Yeah, those discussions have already begun. So, You know, one thing is we've got the free sports physicals finishing up tonight, thanks to Caldwell County Medical. And, you know, if you need – they all need one. So if you need a sports physical, you can come out at 4 o'clock at the cab, and we'll be there from 4 until 6 until everybody gets done. And Caldwell County Medical will provide you with the free sports physical, and that'll get you taken care of until this time next year. And you don't have to worry about doing that during the season. So that's really the first thing. And then the next thing is – all of our fall teams have their coaches have gotten with them and gotten schedules out and started to kind of push for, you know, what we're going to do in the summer and summertime work and, you know, getting geared up. And, you know, I'm going to meet with the new volleyball coach this afternoon. She's got her plans. We're going to kind of go over that a little bit during the sports physicals. And so it's off and running, Todd.
Yeah, if you look at the calendar, I think we're, what, 2.5 months away from the first football scrimmage?
I haven't looked that far, Todd. All I know is we're a few days away from the next baseball and softball game. But, yeah, it's something like that. And, you know, I know Coach Mitchell's got a bunch of summer games planned. He's going to take some kids across the state a little bit and play a little bit. And he's got some games planned for June in the cab. I'm sure Coach Thomas has got similar plans and what she wants to do. I'm sure she's just enjoying being a mom and chasing her senior girl around and going to track meet and doing those things. So it's just we'll take a breath here, get graduation over with, and get geared back up to compete a little bit on Monday and all next week. Tennis is going to the state tournament out on Tuesday of next week, so it'll be another full week next week. But fortunately for me, it's not at our place. it's close, but it's not quite here, so I'll get to be a little bit of a spectator, not much, but a little bit, and we'll get it going.
Jeff, I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking to us. And Steve, we'll have to get you back in a couple of weeks and tell us all about the state track meet.
Yeah, state track's next Thursday, so yeah, I can't make that one.
Yeah, so. Well, we could do a little live report, you know, on the air, on the spot.
I would be terrible live. I'm so focused on air, I barely keep up with what's going on.
You probably have to get the FCC on that too.
Don't get me in trouble, Todd.
Yeah. No. Well, good luck to you guys at state, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. As soon as those results happen to you guys.
Yeah. Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley and Caldwell County Track and Field Coach Steve Shaw with us on the Sideline Report this morning. Also appreciate Daryl Bird from the Cat's Paws joining us here on the show. That's going to wrap us up for this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY.